I love playing games with my friends, and you probably do too. We're going to talk about it today on Crossfire Faith and Gaming in just a moment.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Crossfire Faith and Gaming Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Russ Dornish, alongside, as always, my two co-hosts, the Reverend David Petty, and, of course, our wonderful friend, Brian. David, how are you doing on this fine day, knowing that it's the day after Easter recording this?
I'm doing great. I was in the office all day today. Just kidding, April Fools. I was not, actually. Day after Easter was definitely resting, recouping, and, you know, not quite as much resurrecting as Jesus did, but, you know, definitely finding myself coming back to life after a stressful Holy Week. It was a good Holy Week, but yeah. How about you guys?
Yeah, Brian, you tell us, how was your week and how are you doing right now?
This is a pretty good week for me. You know, it's always nice to go through the Easter season, and, you know, it's just kind of a special time for all of us, obviously. I got a chance to play some games with some friends, so I think that kind of leads into today's topic.
Yes, indeed, it does. So today's topic is favorite gaming memories with friends. So we've got it broken down into a number of sections where we're going to relate it to specific stories that have to do with those memories with friends. So we're going to reminisce about our memorable gaming sessions, funny moments, epic victories, and even hilarious failures. And boy, do we have hilarious epic failures. So to start us off, let's go ahead and start with the funny. So Dave, is there any particular favorite gaming memories that you have that are related to something funny that has happened to you?
I mean, probably the two things that come to mind when I think about funny moments. First off was, you know, think about gaming with friends. And actually, I'm going to take one of my best friends, probably my best friend of all time, my wife. We played It Takes Two together. And there are just a ton of funny moments in that whole game. You know, if nothing else, the Book of Love, who's just a comedic relief throughout the entire thing. So that was a super fun and funny time. Also just remembering back to like my high school days when the first 3D games with ragdoll physics came out, and there was a game called Stair Dismount, in which the entire goal of the game was to make a ragdoll character fall down a set of stairs and do the most damage. And it was just hilarious to watch this ragdoll character like flail around and you know, yeah. So that's probably most the funny things that I can remember. What about you guys? Brian, do you have any good funny ones?
Yeah, I have a couple. I have like an old one and a more recent one, at least that I could remember. I mean, I've had so many, I think, that I've forgotten. But these two stuck out to me today. One was the three-point layup that happened in NBA Live 95. So this was forever ago, but I was playing against one of my friend's friends, and he had a player that went in and took a layup and got fouled, and then it just counted for 3 points, and the announcer said, three! And I was like, what just happened? like, it was in the late. It was the craziest thing. Total weird bug. But we had, I mean, we laughed about that for years afterwards. And then the other one, a little more recent, I think this either was at camp or I was playing with Ty, but I was playing Nuclear Throne and somebody got the nuclear launcher, which is like a super weapon, like a bazooka type thing that launches like this tremendous shell, right? And I was like, be careful. And just before I could finish my sentence, kaboom, we died because whoever it was that was playing with me had to try it and blew us both up to smithereens. So classic moment. What about you, Russ?
Well, a lot of my collaborative stories are probably going to be related to Helldivers since that's the big game right now. And you guys know, most of the people at home, if they listen regularly or are part of Crossfire, they know that I'm not a big multiplayer gamer. And Helldivers has gotten something out of me that I don't think I've ever really had, probably since the original days of like LAN parties and doing things with friends in person. And just this past weekend, I was playing with a group from Crossfire, a bunch of people, some teenagers, Lonnie, of course, one of our Patreon members. And we decided we were going to do some trophy hunting. And one of the trophies is to knock yourself into ragdoll while using the jetpack. And the way to do this is to lift off with the jetpack and have one of your friends punch you. And then it launches you and you go all over the place. We did that. And we did it on a really fun, just easy mission so that everybody could get the trophy. Everybody could get the achievement. And what ended up happening after that is we just started messing around and not really caring about what was going on. And at one point we turned on one of the other kids in the group because he was just not being fun and laughing about it, having a good time. So then we just started taking each other out, which is not the goal of Helldivers. And we were protecting the extraction point so he couldn't extract. And we were just laughing it up. I would say a couple of the other ones would have to be probably when we did on stream, Dave's computer completely crashing because a nuke landed right in front of him. We have the highlight on our TikTok. It is hilarious because you just see the bomb stick in the ground right in front of him. It's like, run! And then just boom. And the moment that that booms, his entire computer freezes up. The stream freezes up. Everything, his whole computer crashed. We were laughing so hard about that. I remember that so vividly. And Helldivers has definitely brought those kind of memories out. When it comes to that, the last one that I have that's a little bit funny because it's more about thinking back on it for me. Back when I was probably in like the fifth or fourth grade, sixth grade, maybe middle school, I don't know, pretty young. I remember being with my dad and going to one of his friends' houses who had an Xbox, and we had not experienced an Xbox yet. And he had NFL fever. And me being the sports kid, I loved playing sports games at the time. I didn't really play sports games against people, but this adult's like, hey, why don't you play me? And I'm like, okay, well, we play each other. He had customized all the rosters in the game and given his entire team a 99 overall. And he beat me, a little kid, 100-0. And now that I look back on it, I'm like, what kind of person do you have to be to set yourself up, not only to give yourself the advantage, but just to completely demolish a kid for no reason? Like, you know, make the teams even. Like, I've played NFL with some of the kids in Crossfire, the younger guys. I've killed them, but I've also said I'll play with the worst team in the game. You play with whoever you want. I'll try and even it up somehow. This guy, no. I'm just going to cheat my way to completely demolishing a kid. So yeah, those are my funny memories. Moving on to another question that we have, epic collaborations. So do you guys have any memorable instances of teamwork, cooperation, maybe some strategies that you pulled off in a raid or something where just a group of people came together, meshed, and things just worked out? Brian, do you have an example of that kind of question and story?
Yeah, I've got two of these as well. And one of them I might be stealing from you, but I know when you were streaming Shredder's Revenge and we jumped on, I had a chance to play the game quite a bit before that and gotten pretty good. And then we just got this group that gathered around us, you know, of internet randos essentially, and we just absolutely crushed that game. That was so much fun. So that one was definitely awesome. And then for me, the game that like manufactures these, I know Helldiver kind of does this too, but Rocket League just like easily creates these moments all the time. There's so many memories that I have of like epic Rocket League wins, last second saves, you know, all that sort of thing. That game just is, you know, it's an epic moment generator almost. And I love playing it for that reason. What about you, David?
Yeah, for me, the first thing that I think about, you were talking about epic moments. And I was thinking about epic collaborations. And it made me think about a Minecraft server that I was on, where we had this server that my friends and I have been playing on for like 8-10 years. I don't even know how long, you know, since before one of my kids was alive, at least. And, you know, we had spread out across this giant map, and we really enjoyed spreading out and occasionally saying, all right, we're going to go on an adventure for like, you know, half a day and just go find something far off in the distance. Well, over time that we had grown to about, from 0-0 on the map to about 20,000, across the map. And we decided that we were going to try to build a above ground sky rail where it was all, and this is a Minecraft survival server, mind you. So it was all cobblestone with powered rail carts above. And we eventually, it took like 2 years, but finally got this whole sky rail from like four different points on the map connected. So eventually you could go up some stairs, go to the sky rail, say, you know, go to this next point, and you would just start zooming. And then you just had to sit there for like 40 minutes while your minecart just kept going. But it was just this epic collaboration. And the same thing was true with some of the things that we built in that server, just, you know, giant walls, giant castles. It was really neat to see all those players come together to do things, you know, kind of major works. The other things, I think, obviously, Helldivers recently completed an impossible defend mission, which again felt nearly impossible right up until the last moment. And we finally completed it, got all the samples, and got off the map. So that was an epic moment. And then last but not least, I would say watching the kids at summer camp play in the final Smash Bros. Tournament that we had, like I was not a part of it necessarily, but watching them play it, did I play? I don't even remember. I can't remember if we played or not. Probably not. But watching those kids play and watching those epic moments as a team Smash Bros. Tournament that we finally figured out a way to set up. You know, the high fives, the camaraderie, that was really an epic moment for me.
Yeah. For me, again, going back to Helldivers this past weekend, I really wanted to get one of the hardest trophies in the game, which is there's this mission that's 12 minutes long, and you have to complete it in 6 minutes or less. So that means you have 6 minutes or less to extract. And what makes it even tougher is extraction takes 2 minutes. So you really have got to complete all of your goals and tasks and start the extract in 4 minutes or less. And I found a strategy online. We joined up with a group of four people that we knew. It wasn't just random people. We discussed what was going to happen, how we were going to, we strategized, okay, who's bringing what, you know, items, who's going to do what role. We split off two and two. I had somebody come with me. Somebody went with the other person. We went off to complete the mission together. As we completed the mission, like we were able to do it quickly because it was like, okay, when we get there, don't even worry about dying. Focus on just tossing grenades and things everywhere because we just got to destroy these structures. And as soon as we do that, we can extract. We did it perfectly in about, I think, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. We got all of the structures done that we needed, back to the extraction point, started the extraction, and we're able to get out in 4 minutes, not even the full 6 minutes. Like, we did it with plenty of time to spare. It was just one of those examples of everything just coming together perfectly. We were so in tune. We knew our strategy. We knew what we were going to do. Everybody, you know, pulled it off. And it just worked to a T. So for me, that's probably the most epic of the collaborations. And then, you know, another good example, again, going back to camp as well. I mean, honestly, we'd be using this as a camp promo of things that you guys get to do at camp. But, you know, during one of our free times, there was a group of four of us, and we loaded up Fortnite, and we were playing online. It was not the, you know, tutorial bot mission. It was actually online with the four of us. And we were able to get a battle royale victory with the four of us. And it was just so cool. Everybody stuck together, communicating really well, helping each other out, having each other's backs, you know, helping, telling people where to go, what to do, how to do it. It was perfect sync. And I think when you find those groups, it just really, I think for me, it makes me love collaborative and co-op games probably more than like online PvP games. It's probably why Helldivers has hit so like close to home for me, because I hate PvP. There's always going to be somebody that's better than me. But when it comes to Helldivers, it's everybody against one common enemy. So even if you're not great, you could join a really great group. You can learn from them, follow them around. They're going to help you by keeping you safe and letting you learn about the game, which is probably the biggest reason that I absolutely love that game and have been like so engulfed in it the last, you know, month and a half. So yeah, that's that for me would be my epic collaboration. Now, this next question I think is going to hit home for all three of us. Probably not for any of our younger viewers out there. But the question is nostalgic throwbacks. So I want each of you to revisit your favorite retro game and recall the fond memories of playing this classic title with friends, late night Mario Kart sessions, heated battles in Smash Bros, or let's go back even further. I'm sure David's going to bring up some kind of PC LAN party he did back in the early 90s.
How did you know? How did you know?
I just knew it. I just knew it. You know, it's all that age. It's where we're at. So, Dave, share with us. What is your nostalgic throwbacks that you have of times that you have had memories with friends?
Sure. Yeah, for me, it's LAN parties. It was really like the thing that got me into co-op gaming. I mean, obviously, I played some GoldenEye on the couch with some friends. I played some Halo later in life. But really for me, it was the LAN parties. You know, the first LAN party that I ever got invited to, this guy in marching band was like, "Hey, you play PC games. We play PC games. Do you want to join us?" And literally just like swung by the house, didn't have my own computer, just swung by the house. And sure enough, here's this garage with 20 guys and 20 PCs. I have no idea how we did not. I mean, granted, you know, maybe computers were less powerful back then. Definitely 20 PCs in a garage was going to blow a circuit breaker nowadays. But it was just incredible. Here's 20 guys on PCs with these giant CRT monitors and we're all playing Counter-Strike. And at that point I had no idea what Counter-Strike was. I played a lot of Half-Life. So I understood the mechanics, you know, it's based on the Half-Life engine. And so I got into it. And the next time they said, "Hey, you know, do you want to come?" And I said, "Well, I don't have my own computer." And the friend said, "I've got an extra one I'll bring. You can borrow my computer." And I think that LAN party, there was not enough room to sit on a chair. I sat on the tower of the computer that he brought for me and played on my, you know, like my monitor was on the edge of this corner of a table. And, you know, so those moments and, you know, tearing down and setting up and literally into the wee hours of the morning, usually until the sun came up the next day, just epic LAN parties. And usually it was Counter-Strike that we were playing together. A bunch of the guys were in a Counter-Strike clan together. And so, yeah, eventually later on with some of the youth group, I did get some of our youth group into Worms World Party, which was deemed an appropriate game for youth group versus Counter-Strike. So we played a lot of Worms World Party in our youth group LAN parties later on. So that's it for me in nostalgia is just, it's all about the LAN parties. And, you know, I never went to one where they duct taped a guy on the ceiling, but pretty much everything else was the pictures you find when you look for LAN parties. That's what I did in high school, you know. What about Brian? What about you?
Yeah, that's awesome. So I was in... you know, I was in college when the N64, well, the N64 came out just before I think I went to college. But anyway, GoldenEye was the game that my friends and I played so much of. So I was kind of blessed with a friends group where we were all relatively evenly matched. So we just had a ton of fun with that game. That was our go-to game. I think we would play some, you know, some other PC games and stuff. We had some good StarCraft sessions and whatnot, but man, GoldenEye was the go-to game for us. But I think also on this topic of nostalgia, the other thing that comes to mind is like being able to introduce games that I loved to my kids, you know, as they've gotten older and they've gotten old enough to play games, you know, I've been able to introduce them to like, hey, some of these games that are old, they're not that bad. Like there's some pretty good older games and we've had a ton of fun playing them together. So that's another great memory that I have, you know, just playing co-op multiplayer games, gaming with my kids on some old games that I remember playing when I was a kid. It's super awesome. What about you, Russ?
Yeah, I've got a couple that I can remember, you know, going back a lot further. for me and my friends, some of my friends weren't really big gamers. But what we found was we found like these niche games where we didn't play them usually on our own. We weren't like really engulfed in them. It was kind of like, let's pick it up for the weekend and just play with each other and see what happens. So I'm not a big fighting game guy. And obviously my friends aren't big gamers. But I just remember this one weekend. We spent the whole weekend playing Tekken on the PS1. Like not even like the upgraded, you know, PS2 Tekken Tag or anything like that. Like one of the original ones. And we just played that all weekend long, fighting each other. Best, you know, you play this person, you play this person, over and over again. I remember that quite fondly because, you know, even my friends who didn't play, like if you didn't know everything, you could kind of figure things out and get better as the weekend went on. So that was a lot of fun. Moving on from that, of course, like, you know, I remember the first time I ever played Halo and enjoying like split screen, you know, multiplayer against each other. But you always had the issue with, okay, who's screen watching? Who's doing this? And finally, like when one of my other friends got an Xbox, we found out, oh, you can hook them up via, you know, a phone cord and you can put them in different rooms. So we would, you know, we had one friend who had just so happened to have a living room with a TV on a wall. And on the very opposite room in the other room right there on that same wall was another TV in the next room. So we ran the cord between the two rooms, set up, you know, four people versus four people on each Xbox. That was kind of my first experience of really getting to do that with some friends for a long time over the weekend, not having to worry about screen watching, getting to just enjoy it. You know, this was pre-Xbox Live, you know, us having the internet to do Xbox Live. You know, that was kind of in its infancy. And then the last little bit of memory that I have would be the day that I got my Xbox 360. I got really lucky. I walked into a local tiny mom and pop electronics shop. I had been wanting to get a 360. I had my money saved. Of course, it was extremely difficult to get your hands on one. I walk into this place not expecting there to be one. I was just going to rent a movie from this place. And they happen to have two in stock. I immediately bought one of the Xbox 360s, got Call of Duty 2, got my free month of Xbox Live that you get. The only problem was I did not have high-speed internet. I did not have Ethernet internet in my house, but my very good friend did. And we would go to his house every weekend because his parents ran a Christian summer or a Christian camp. And so they were always gone during the weekends. So we would just go and like hang out at his house all weekend long. And I remember that weekend because it was the weekend with my Xbox 360. I had Call of Duty. I had Madden. I had like all these games plus the ability to do online. And I think we spent the entire weekend, like from the time that we were awake all through the night playing Call of Duty online against other people. We thought it was just the coolest thing ever. We had never gotten to experience that before. I thought it was a really awesome thing getting to do that and play against, you know, random people online and see how good you were. Obviously, this was before everybody was really good at Call of Duty. So it was a little bit more of an even playing field and you had a lot more fun doing it. But those are my really big nostalgic kind of memories. It's interesting just how, you know, time has evolved that and what's been capable and what we're able to do. But it's always nice to kind of look back on that. I think, like you said, Brian, it's nice to see when we get young people involved and get to know some of that stuff. I think they get to kind of experience that in different ways that they don't really know about. Like, for instance, my soccer team, every year it seems they pick up some game on their phones and then they'll play it on the bus because they can play directly with one another on the bus, whether that was, you know, the Call of Duty Mobile or you know, some of the other games that they've been able to do over the years. And so it's kind of interesting to see how much fun they have with that. And it brings back that kind of nostalgic feelings of what it was like to do a LAN party with friends and be in the same place as them.
I want to share something real quick. If it works, let's see here. For anybody that's watching us on YouTube, and if you're not, you know, go over to YouTube and check this out. Here is an actual photo from my actual LAN party days. And in this photo, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 computers, at least in the photo, and you know, just cables everywhere. So yeah, that's about what a LAN party was like. And yeah, don't even get me started on the cable management that did not occur in these things.
We really loved one moment.
Somebody stepped on a power strip and turned off about 5 computers and never heard the end of it. It's like, so
I just wanted to share that for the nostalgia. I really love your friend right there, Dave, with the Hawaiian shirt.
Yep.
You know, dead front and center. You can already see, I can already see probably a little scoliosis forming from hunched over that computer screen, maybe.
Yeah, and he's playing some sort of RTS. What is this? Like, yeah, some sort of RTS, probably Age of Empires. But you also notice in this picture the 17-inch monitor. That thing was huge back in the day. And look at this guy. He's rocking a 3.5 floppy disk and 2 CD drives in the early 2000s. Man, this guy had it all together. Ooh. But I love, here's the other thing. Notice what color are all of these computers? This is back in the day that all the computers were just beige. Just beige. This guy back here has a silver screen. But yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your nostalgia photo.
That's lovely. And to think that, you know, LAN parties were starting to become a thing of the past when they finally came out with flat screens. Like, you couldn't have come up with that, you know, 10 years sooner, so you're not lugging that CRT monstrosity up and down the street. Mm-hmm. It still baffles my mind when I hear stories about people carrying those things around like it was nothing. I hate those things with a passion. I don't like carrying them. Oh, there we go. There are some cable management guys.
I found a picture. This was an actual picture again from the literally. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh. So
sorry to provide anxiety for all the people who are fastidious out there.
We're
hopefully you're not watching on YouTube and you're not getting anxiety from looking at those cables.
We're running out of time, so I'm going to jump to kind of the last question, because I do think this is a good question to kind of end off on, and that is the bonding over gaming. So I want to hear some stories of how gaming strengthened friendships, brought people together, you know, fostered that camaraderie, shared those interests, maybe some lasting memories to kind of just close out of things you really, really think of when you think of those gaming memories with your friends. Brian, I want to start with you. What do you have when it comes to that?
Man, I have a bunch of them written down here. You know, a couple of them are with my sons, you know, just playing various games with Ty. Terraria, like, we put a ton of hours into Terraria. And we played that with my brother as well. So we kind of had the whole family involved. That was an awesome bonding experience for us all. And I think, you know, my son still has a great relationship with his uncle, in part because of some of the online gaming that he's done with him. I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley recently with my youngest. And that's been a super awesome experience. He's always like, man, the minute I get home, he's like, Dad, can we play Stardew? And it's just so great, you know, because we have that thing, that bonding experience together. We get that time together. And then I think about the friends that I've made online, you know, people that I have, in some cases, lasting relationships with, and that I found out, you know, about their personal lives and really been able to, like, you have those community moments where you just connect, right? And not only it's just like a friend you play online games with, but somebody you really have like a personal relationship with. I think that's really special too. So those are the three things that stand out for me.
Dave, what would be your memorable memories that you have?
So I have two. One is an intentional one and one's unintentional. The first one, intentional, which is, you know, kind of like Brian mentioned, getting to connect with my nephews and my brother-in-law in, you know, playing online games together. And both, that's actually both intentionally and unintentionally. Recently, we played a game called Eco, where we tried to create this kind of survival planet thing. It's a whole long thing, but just look up Eco game, ECO. It's tons of fun. Put like 80 hours into it within a month to try to save the planet. and had a blast playing it. We've also stumbled across each other playing Helldivers recently, where I was playing with a bunch of people from Crossfire and then playing with a friend of mine from college. And then my nephew jumped in. It was like, holy cow, you know, just this wonderful experience connecting there. The other one unintentionally was actually when I first got my PlayStation 4. I was very excited because I found out there was this thing called remote play where you could remotely connect to your PlayStation when you were traveling or, you know, somewhere else in the house. And just to test out how well it was doing, I was playing Red Dead Redemption 2 on my laptop using an emulator for my Xbox controller to pretend it was a DualShock 4 controller. And I'm sitting there playing on the laptop in the middle of the Denver airport. And this guy leans over and he goes, "Are you playing Red Dead 2? I was like, "Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it just came out." And he's like, "Well, yeah, but it's not out for PC. Like, you know, how are you doing this?" And like, what, you know, and so we just kind of bonded over that moment of me explaining to him how it worked. And then he ended up explaining to me that he was a entrepreneur who was setting up a gaming place in Denver. And, you know, so we ended up connecting over just me playing a game in the middle of the Denver airport. So that was a neat bonding experience of just saying, you know, "Hey, we're into the same things. I can see you like Red Dead. I like Red Dead. Let's play together." So, Russ, what about you? What are your bonding moments?
Yeah, you know, for me, it really relates to most of the stories I've shared. I mean, those have been the main ones that I have had, you know, throughout my gaming journey. Like I said, I'm a big single player game. I play games to kind of just get away from everything, get away from people, get away from anything like that. So anything that can kind of bring me into that ecosphere of playing with others. You know, one thing I remember is when we first started our journey of kind of streaming and doing that, I did a night where I played Minecraft for the very first time. And I remember that I got a couple people to join me and they were showing me the ropes and really telling me how the game works and bringing me along and, you know, having a lot of fun in that way. That was a really awesome kind of experience to get to, you know, connect with people that I hadn't connected with before that were part of the group at the time. And you know, that's always fun to kind of get to have that experience. And just any time that you can kind of do that connection, I think, Crossfire is a big, you know, we're trying to be an interactive online community and it's continuing to grow and continuing to connect with new and new people that keep finding us, that keep, you know, coming onto our sites, being a part of our Monday night hangouts, and then, you know, playing games together, whether that's, you know, right now it is awesome to see what Helldivers is doing across the entire world at this point with how many people are playing it, how people are getting connected. You know, I love hearing the developers say that we're never going to do PvP because PvP is just too toxic and we want to make the most fun, inviting, exciting, an interesting community that we can possibly make. And they've succeeded hands down more than anybody else has probably ever when it came to a game that didn't have an IP already behind it. You know, they aren't your Halo. They aren't your Call of Duty. They aren't your, you know, those games that have been around forever, multiplayer type games. This is something not completely new because they did have the original Helldivers, but in all honesty, it's a completely new idea because they just completely expanded on that original thought and original game and made something way bigger than what they've ever made before. And it's succeeded in so many wonderful ways that I just have so many memories. I play with my boss, one of my managers at work. We play regularly. He's on all the time. We jump in, play, have a lot of fun. Lonnie, some of the other Crossfire people, some of the other friends in my friends group, I'll jump on even when I don't have a mic. Into my friends list with people and they'll be like, "Oh, look, oh, okay, he's joining us. Okay, doesn't have his mic on, but that's okay. Like, come along, have fun. Like, we need the help." It's always better when you have a group of four than when you have just a group of one or two people. So that's just been a fun experience and I'm really glad that this has happened. In all honesty, unless something really changes this year, I don't foresee it. Helldivers is going to be my game of the year for sure. Just because of what it's been able to do and how it's been able to do it. Any last thoughts on this and thoughts on gaming memories with people, Dave, Brian, any last things?
I I think just for me, I think the value of finding common ground, the value of coming together over a shared activity, and also doing so in a fun, lighthearted way where you get to play and experience awe and wonder and creativity. It's just a magical thing. I mean, it's really a neat thing. So I would just say, you know, for all of the ways that we've found connections with one another in gaming, I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for what it does and the ways that it keeps us together. I didn't even mention throughout the whole podcast, the way that my son was able to stay connected with his friends through Fortnite during COVID and like what that meant for him. But yeah, I would just say I'm just extremely grateful for all the ways that we're connected. And I would love to hear from everybody else, either on the Discord channel or on our YouTube comments. I'm curious to see how they're staying connected with one another. What are their funny and epic and nostalgic and unexpected moments that they're finding in collaborative games? So, yeah, I think that's most of what I have to say.
I want to now pose a question for those of you out there that have listened to the podcast, that have listened to us rant and rave and go through kind of our memories. What are your multiplayer memories? What are your favorite gaming memories that you've had with friends? We want to hear about it. We want this to be interactive, whether that's over in our Discord or in the comments down below on Facebook or on YouTube. We want to know. And honestly, we'll probably post this question across social media, you know, post it through Twitter, post it through Facebook, interact with us and let us know where, you know, what are your favorite gaming memories? What are some funny moments? What are some epic moments? What are some lasting memories and bonding items that you guys have had throughout the years with gaming? We want to know, we want to hear about it. So let us know. And thank you guys so much for listening, being a part of the conversation to get today. We really appreciate you tuning in. Again, make sure to go follow us on all those social media platforms. But most of all, make sure you guys go join our Discord. We have slowly but steadily been growing, getting a few people here and there through these videos, through YouTube, through social media. And it's just been great interacting with new people and having them find a community like ours. So make sure you go and do that. Of course, check out our website, crossfirecast.com. We are having, like we mentioned, our summer camp. We had a bunch of memories from camp where we play games, find out more about God, and really just connect with each other in person rather than just online. So that'll be this summer at a number of different locations, but you can find out more information by going to crossfirecast.com or crossfire.camp.
That's right, crossfire.camp. Make super simple to remember, crossfire.camp.
Okay. For my co-hosts, the Reverend David Petty and, of course, Brian, I'm Russ Dornish. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. You are loved. You matter. You belong. God bless, and we will see you on the next show. Crossfire.